Perkins? You fucking cocksucker.
Greetings, strange humans. It's your host, CJ Hogan, and welcome to a brand new episode of the CJH Podcast. On the CJH Podcast, we talk movies, TV shows, rants, and speculation. Sometimes we even talk conspiracy theories.
Returning this episode are our guests, Bill the Mod and Huckleberry Finn.
There.
Welcome to the CJH Podcast, movies,
welcome
and stuff.
Welcome back to season two.
Welcome to season two. Welcome back to the CJH as a whole, as a whole series. But this is your first introduction. But this is your first introduction to the season two.
Yeah.
Element. We're introducing a new element. It's called season two. Let us know what you guys think.
Exactly. It's the first time that. It's the first time that, you know, the first episode of a season is actually legit.
And yeah, it's for real.
For real, unlike last time.
Materialized.
Yeah, materialized. We thought this through, sort of, kind of.
Not really.
It's still not really.
Yeah, I mean, we did our best.
We did our best. So the first topic will be Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package.
The redesign.
Sonic the Hedgehog is undergoing.
What do you guys think of
a redesign?
His arms.
The
are
redesign and the original.
Okay, yeah, all right. So fucking, I said that literally two times before we started recording, and then the second we start talking about it, Bill says it's so great.
You've turned into a big time villain, Doctor.
Cool, whatever. I don't give a shit. I love his fucking blue arms.
Change of opinion all of a sudden.
No, that was my original opinion. I always thought that blue arms made more sense from an artistic standpoint.
Surely.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
why can it just be a hedgehog?
You dumbass.
I think
that's
it's
actually why Michael Jackson was kicked off of the sound design of the first Sonic the Hedgehog, because he was like, why are his arms blue? And they were like, get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, I think it's amazing that Paramount actually listened to the fans for once, because usually most companies don't. They're like,
well, because it's with Sonic, and literally, like, I mean, pretty sure Sonic has the most fucking retarded fan base of anything in the world.
For sure.
Other than Rick and Morty, maybe.
Yeah. Rick and Morty's fan base is retarded for a whole different reason.
They should honestly do a lot of fan service that no one would recognize. Like, he drinks, like, a lot of soda pop. He's like drinks a gallon of soda pop and his tummy gets big.
like deviant art fan service.
Yeah.
Like have a scene where he accidentally kisses Shadow and then he's like, oh
no, not really. It's just like him belching into someone's face.
My God,
just like
fucking vile,
subtle things that no one would pick up on.
Well, like there, you know, there's one dude who's gonna be in the theater and he'd be like, "I went home and immediately fucking shot six thick, gluey ropes of cum all over my ceiling." after witnessing that scene.
Oh God. There's a lot of issues with that, I guess.
Yeah.
to make a straight like retard porn.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things come into play.
Yeah.
Canceled.
But I think it's really respectful versus like Lucasfilm, where they basically call, you know, fans names for not liking their films.
Like,
at least
you,
Paramount.
What are you, baby?
You're a man, baby. You're a sexist, racist, alt-right.
You're a sexist, malignant man-child. Malignant.
You're a big, juicy, malignant tuner filled with pus.
You're a big, pussy boil on the head of the beautiful franchise known as Star Wars that Disney is doing everything it can to make better.
Make better,
and they are doing it. A girl Jedi can sign me up. A black dude, I mean, I have no problem with those.
The thing is, it's the, yeah, like, I get that concept where it's, you know, it's all right to have a female lead and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if you do her well.
Yeah, it's the execution of the characters. And so far, they really haven't done it well.
Well, like, it's the way, like, they built up Luke in the originals. It's like, he doesn't actually become a Jedi Master until the very end.
Yeah.
And, like, you see, even though it's over three films, so obviously they can't do too much character development, but they do a crazy amount for three films, which take place between a set number of years. But with Rey, it's like she just sort of finds out she's a Jedi, and then 2 minutes later, she's already like battling
the villain
and like kicking his ass.
She's this master at Force powers. It's like you need training for that shit.
Yeah, you know, you can't just like fucking Luke had to go all the way over to Yoda, the original OG.
And even like Anakin had to go through training and stuff like that.
Yeah, Anakin spent like the second film as a fucking chub.
Yeah.
And third, he was a badass.
Exactly. And
I'm pretty sure we've talked about how much I love Hayden Christensen as Anakin Skywalker.
Oh yeah. Have you seen him in like Ghostbusters?
Before everyone gets confused or calls me out, it's actually Goosebumps. I meant Goosebumps. So, I guess I'm a fucking idiot. But, yeah, it's Goosebumps, not Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is a whole different thing. So, yeah.
The really old Ghostbusters episode.
No, I don't.
And I feel like he probably would have been a better younger Anakin for, like, episode one. And Jake Lloyd.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
For, like, continuity-wise, too.
It would have worked if they did that kind of thing, like, what's that fucking stupid director, Richard Linklater. Richard Linklater, fucking atrocious director. But he made this movie, I think it's called Boyhood, where, like, it's filmed over the course of, like, one actor's life.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool idea. It's a fucking shitty movie, obviously.
Was it Brad Pitt, or was it...
No, I think it was that guy that's always in his movies.
Yeah.
Fucking, what's his name?
I know his name.
He's like a cut-rate version of Sean Penn. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, if you guys know what it is, like, you can tell us in the comments.
Yeah, tell us in the comments. If you know that fucking dude who's in every single Richard Linklater movie ever made.
So yeah,
we could use Google.
We could.
Oh yeah.
So what's the next topic?
We were gonna talk about Dr. Sleep, which I didn't know even existed.
Yeah.
No. I wasn't even aware of this novel's existence.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, and it seems like, you know, the typical Stephen King sequel where it's almost like it has nothing to do with the original.
Yeah, like, Stephen King was... Okay, for anybody out there who reveres Stephen King, just know that, like, he was on coke all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So a lot of his stories are completely insane.
It's...
But, in that same vein, anybody who wants to say that the new It is more true to the novel is a fucking idiot. Dude, because it's not!
It's very controversial, the book.
CJ, do you know that,
The book is supposed to... The whole idea of the book is that it's supposed to be controversial, and the book is basically a big metaphor for, like, the really awkward and fucked up traumatizing things that can happen to children and, like, how you have to cope with them through life or how they can, like, destroy you. It's a fucking amazing book.
I doubt that Stephen King will listen to this podcast, but if you're out there, Stephen King,
yeah, stop playing
why
the dog.
Why did you have to put the orgy scene in the book?
No, wrong. The whole fucking point of
that's
like,
the whole point?
In my opinion, that's the whole point. I mean, I get that nowadays that's a really fucked up thing to bring up, and you know, it's a sensitive topic, but that's the point.
That's like, the point of his...
It's, the whole thing is, like, everybody has that one thing that happened to them as a child that, like, they're 100% positive they can never, ever, ever speak about. And basically the book is about how that thing can manifest as a literal demon and, like, track you your entire life. So that's the whole... And it's a weird, definitely a coked up thought he had when including the orgy that, like, through love, it's the only way they can kill, like, the only way they can fucking kill the awkward hate is through awkward love. And it's disturbing, for sure, and it's a bit uncomfortable to read if you're not used to that kind of thing, but if you can If you can sort of remove the taboo from your mind and read it with unclouded eyes, as they would say, you might be able to see the vision that Stephen King had.
Yeah, but like you said, The Shining, it came off more as a horror movie, and the sequel seems to be more about, you know, Danny having that power that they mentioned, The Shining.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not sure if you know, but that Stanley Kubrick did not like the
book.
Yeah,
he hated the movie.
No, he fucking... did he hate the movie,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he hated the movie.
I have a real problem with The Shining, and Stanley Kubrick knew that I had a problem with The Shining. I had a discussion with him beforehand. He said, "Steven, Stanley Kubrick here. Don't you agree that all stories of ghosts are fundamentally optimistic?" I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well, if there are ghosts, it means we survive death, and that's fundamentally an optimistic view, isn't it?" And I said, "Well, Mr. Kubrick, what about hell?" And there was a long pause on the telephone line, and then he said in a very stiff and very different voice, "I don't believe in hell." And I thought to myself, well, that's fine, but some of us do, and some of us believe that ghosts may survive, and that may be hell. And that was sort of where I was coming from with The Shining. But in the novel, The Shining, Jack Torrance is a difficult character, but he's fundamentally a sympathetic character. And I always visualized him as a piece of metal that's bent first one way and the other by these malignant spirits who basically want his son, because his son is a psychically powerful person. So I saw these all as warm characters, characters that were being threatened by forces from without, from ghosts, from real supernatural creatures. And the film is extremely cold. Stanley Kubrick saw The Haunting as coming from Jack Torrance, from the Jack Nicholson character, whereas I always saw it from outside. So we had a fundamental difference of opinion about it. I always thought that the real difference between my take on it and Stanley Kubrick's take on it was this. In my novel, the hotel burns. In Kubrick's movie, the hotel freezes. It's a difference between warmth and cold. But the images are striking. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Jack Nicholson's face in the doorway, his bearded, crazy, grinning face. He says, "Here's Johnny," which was his ad lib, and it became, you know, part of the movie. So the images are striking, but to me, that's surface. It's not substance. So I used to describe The Shining, the film, as something like a beautiful car that had no engine in it.
Stanley Kubrick, the guy who directed the movie.
I think they...
Stanley Kubrick, yeah. He hated the book. The author hated the movie, and the director hated the book.
Yeah. And then I think they remade it in the 90s.
They did a mini-series. Yeah, they did a mini-series. I never actually saw the mini-series, but a lot of people say it's really fucking good.
Yeah, and they say it's more accurate to the book, apparently.
Yeah, well, there's, like, the Narnia mini-series is fucking amazing for anybody who likes Narnia.
They're rebooting that too on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Because Disney, it's one of those things where Disney actually sold the property. They don't usually do that.
Huh. Interesting.
I guess it, you know, flopped enough.
Well, yeah, a lot of the film, like, in my opinion, every film other than the fucking first one is like shit.
Yeah.
The first, the Narnia, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the first film is amazing. It takes a lot of, like, It dips and dives away from the story, obviously, like many movies do. But
even
it's
like
great.
The makeup and all that is pretty impressive, and the costuming.
Yeah, like the fucking the White Witch.
Yeah.
Is absolutely horrifying in that film.
Yeah, or James McAvoy as the half man, half horse.
Yeah, the Fawn.
Yeah, the Fawn.
He's fucking sick too. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
But they're rebooting it. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess getting back to The Shining. I like where Stanley Kubrick went with it, because it's almost as if, like, and this is weird, it's almost as if, like, Kubrick was a fan of Stephen King's more introspective metaphorical books.
Yeah.
And that's what he expected The Shining to be. And he got into it and saw that there was a good idea going with, like, you know, how isolation can, like, push an already tortured man over the edge. But then when it got into the whole supernatural, he thought it, like, diluted the true gripping part of the story, which is, you know, the character of fucking...
Yeah, and judging from the trailer, it seems to be both adapting the novel and, like, being a sequel to the movie, because it has flashbacks from the movie. So I think
I'm not sure. I haven't read the novel, so I can't say if that happens in the book. But I feel like if it doesn't, it's definitely just like a cheap callback for like fan service purposes. Yeah.
I mean, they even had the music too.
So. Oh yeah, well,
which is pretty iconic.
The music is definitely insane.
Now here's something. I watched that movie. I still don't understand the ending where they show the picture. Can you explain that to the audience? Like,
I mean, I can't explain that because that's a thing that's been long debated, but...
What's your take on it?
My take on it, I actually, like... I've watched a lot of things about it, so I've sort of, like, come to agree with some people's takes on some aspects of it. This one guy I saw was talking about it, and I think he does a pretty good explanation of it. It's like, it's also the problem, like, if anybody's gonna say, oh, you're copping out and not saying your own take, you're taking some other guy's take.
Yeah.
I've literally watched so many fucking theory videos on The Shining that, like, my own personal take is flooded with so many other opinions that it just coincides with a lot.
I think that happens with a lot of, like, content creators.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But this one guy said that, like, the house itself, the hotel itself is an entity.
Yeah.
That, like, calls people to it, and, like, it's just, you know, because, you know, the whole story is, like, horrible shit has happened there throughout the years.
And they're almost, like telepaths. And
yeah, like, it called Jack to there and, like, brought him back into it in a way. Like, it sort of, it, like, took hold of him at the end.
And it seems as if that's what's happening in the new Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, that's what I think the idea is, that it's, like, the hotel just consumes people. Like, if you have enough rage and hatred in you, the hotel will, like, bring you to it and bring you into it. It's like, another whole thing with Jack is, like, he fucking hates his life. He hates his kid. He hates his wife. Like, he's just so full of hate. And then he comes to this place and it just...
consumes him.
Yeah, all it does is just amplify all of the hate.
Yeah.
No, and let's not get into. I don't want to see a single comment about the fucking moon landing theory about The Shining. All right, I don't want to see one.
Oh yeah, where
they basically, like,
he directed the moon landing.
People think that he directed the moon landing. Yeah.
I don't know. I have thoughts on that, and honestly, you know, I believe the footage might have been fake because, you know,
that's what
They say that, you know, once you take a camera up there, the radiation almost fucks up the...
You can't really, especially the cameras at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Now...
I feel like we did reach the moon, but the footage was fake. I also believe that, yes. I think that's a solid take on the whole thing.
There's your little conspiracy hour seconds.
Put the thing in.
Yeah. it's in. Pause for the...
Beware. Conspiracy Hour with the CJH.
Okay, back to you, Bill. Do you have any, news? What?
What?
Do some ASMR.
Do some ASMR. That's all you need.
Anyone have any grapefruit?
Chips in my car.
I
got some chips in my car if you, like, want to come hang out. You can, like, snacks and stuff.
You like snacks and stuff?
Yeah.
I have a lot of chips in here.
I got, like, I got a big bag of cheesies, man. Like,
I got a big bag of hot
For that one hater, can you confirm that you did make that, butt joke?
Can you confirm or deny?
I'm ready.
I don't get it. It's an inside joke where he commented, because he's one of the admins on my page now. The CJH podcast. And that hater messaged the page, and he was like having a conversation back and forth. And then Bill here ended up making a joke about butt rape.
I felt some mild
hostility. I was like,
he said something mild.
As soon as I saw it, I had to jump in. I was like, enough of this PR stuff. I was like, just ended right there.
I started using a flashlight to like shine light that up. I was the admin.
Yeah.
Either way.
So yeah.
I'm ready. I got my vassal.
Jesus. If you wanna... He expands on the joke.
What is it, Arkansas? Virginia? Or what?
Wait, is there a place? There? Wait, what? You keep just... I'm sorry.
Oh, fine.
This inside joke that's like way too far.
This inside joke is reaching levels of magnitude that...
It's not even funny. It's just
not even funny.
I'm just gonna butt rape him.
Not even funny. Listen, he's just gonna get it. It's not even gonna be a fucking joke, guys.
For legal reasons, it's definitely a joke. But
listen, if Colton Leahy like
uses it as a soundboard,
if I see Colton Leahy and he looks like he's enraged and you know he's coming at me and I feel like I'm in danger.
Yeah. Watch him make, like, 20 videos making fun of you or some shit.
Yeah.
Or 20 posts talking about how, you know. We're not talking about geoengineering on our
thing. Should.
We should.
Guys, it's important to know which trails block out the sun and which ones don't, because they usually do the switch when they're flying over clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out how that works, since a cloud is viewed from a different angle depending on which location of the Earth you're on. But I don't know. Basically, when a plane flies through a series of clouds, they'll usually drop the streamers that do the fucking whatever the fuck, you know what they do. And that's when they do it, so just make sure, whenever you see a plane flying over, that you take your phone out and point it directly up into the air like a fucking idiot, and film a plane going across the sky and say some stupid shit.
Stare directly at the sun.
Stare directly at the sun for as long as possible, and you'll get superpowers. Nobody's done it yet, because everybody backs out because they, go blind.
It's because of the aluminum.
Yeah, all the aluminum flakes in the air. Has nothing to do with that. No, that's what they're dropping. Whenever they go through the clouds, they're dropping the aluminum flakes. They fucking reflect off the sun and blind people so that, people get into accidents.
Even though dirt naturally has aluminum in it, and it's mixing with the water. But, whatever. So, what other news? You want to pull up Bill on the phone there? On the studio.
On the studio.
Yeah, we're in a fucking crazy studio right now, guys.
Wow, so crazy.
Look at this cool mic I'm touching.
Yeah.
It's a really expensive, like, $300 mic.
Yeah. He's tapping the mic.
I'm tapping the $3,000 mic.
Oh, I thought it was $7,000.
No, dude. Oh, God, Sylvester Rambo Last Blood. Critics are useless. What are we on right now? Are we on BoundingtonComics.com? Shout out BoundingIntoComics.com.
Yeah, part of the Phantom Menace, actually.
Oh boy. Rumor Marvel Studios to gender swap Nightmare with Eva Green for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Well, at least it's better than, reusing David Tennant.
You have feelings for me, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Get back here, Jessica! No! Jessica!
You know, who's in Jessica Jones and was perfect as Purple Man. That's actually his name. Well, his real name is, Kilgrave. But in the comics, he goes by Purple Man because he's actually purple. But he was, perfect as that character, so.
It was a golden age. Our Martian civilization was at the height of its peace and prosperity. And then they arrived.
Yeah, Martian Manhunter was going to be in the Snyder Cut.
Martian Manhunter's been, like, fucking... He's just been continuously trying to push his way into the forefront of, you know, superhero media for
years
now.
He's one of those guys that I feel like they should make a movie about him.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time.
Yeah.
John Jones.
Him and,
to get the fucking
Flash.
Dude who voiced him in, Justice League.
Yeah.
Like the animated series.
What are
like
your
the second,
on?
Like the second one.
Yeah. He, like, loses his family on Mars and some shit. And, you know, it's really heartwarming. I would love to see an R-rated version
real
of that.
Real heartwarming. He loses his family, his fucking whole planet burns to the ground. Yeah. It's a real feel-good, it would be a real feel-good film.
Yeah.
That, genocide of people is, heartwarming.
You heard this first, where, apparently I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, you're a fucking complete... homicidal maniac. See, this just in, CJH is dangerous. Simply put, dangerous.
So dangerous. Dangerous.
You know, I'm not sure if you're stomping. You probably could.
Yeah. ASMR.
Here's my own brand of ASMR.
Fuck you! Fucking die!
Fuck!
Trying to sleep through this.
Ah! Fuck you, bitch! fucking bitch!
Jesus.
Fucking bitch!
So,
to be realistically beating my...
How do you like this taser?
Give me money. Flash the taser, yeah.
How do you like the taser?
Oh, take that. Oh, yeah.
What do you think of the Snyder Cut?
I'm not actually aware of Ted Snyder Cut.
Pull that up.
What is Ted Snyder Cut? Is it Rob Schneider?
No, it's Zack Snyder's original vision of Justice League.
Oh.
Because Justice League was really... It was dumbed down, basically.
Critically panned as a massive fucking failure.
It was. And it's Justice League. It should be, like, a $1 billion film.
The only cool Justice League thing... Well, actually, Flash was in the Justice League, right?
Yeah.
Yes, well, I saw two good Justice League things. The original, the second Justice League animated series, and that animated film that was like, they go to the alternate universe where the Justice League are like villains.
Yeah.
And I like
Batman's
that.
Batman's like an Owlman.
Owlman, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really fucking cool. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's like tons of things about Snyder Cut.
Other than that, I'm not actually too well versed in the Justice League.
Yeah. Well, basically, there was this whole vision. Just pull it up on Google. Not on YouTube because copyright.
True. What do you want to know even?
That's still YouTube. ASMR.
ASMR. Fouling up ASMR.
Yeah.
Fuck you, CJ. Jeez.
But, yeah.
Never really mattered too much to me.
Jeez. So, the Snyder Cut is basically a darker and grittier R-rated version of what we got in Justice League, which was like a dumbed down and full laughs, and
Wonder Woman
fucked
her fucking tits out. I'm a crazy ugly looking dude.
Okay, so after that technical difficulty,
after I said the secret word, that apparently
the secret
I'm not
word,
to say.
Yeah. Or else...
I should be allowed to say it.
You should be allowed to say it. Freedom of speech, but, you know, YouTube the way it is now, which would be the next topic, I guess, since, nobody knows about the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, Snyder Cut's bail!
Yeah. So, YouTube came out with this new thing where they're updating the terms of service. And, like, if you don't make enough money through ad revenue and shit...
that they terminate your channel. And a lot of channels have been, you know, terminated so far.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit.
Exactly.
It doesn't make me happy. Yeah. It makes
me
sad.
It's called YouTube. It's supposed to be like content creator.
It's your tube. It's your tube. You remember the video of the dude going to the fucking zoo and saying like,
which has been hacked
the zoo.
Since, you know, it's been hacked and it was in my recommendation videos. I was like, why is this?
Who's that epic fucking dude? See how cool this guy is.
Oh, yeah, it's very cool.
Very cool.
Anyways,
very cool.
Bill's trying to pull up some images, some questionable images that are questionable, very questionable.
What questions do you have?
What
kind of questions do you have?
I have many,
just
many questions.
We were looking at a fine drawn behind.
Yeah,
fine drawn behind. If anybody knows what that is, comment. Leave a like.
Leave a like. Subscribe.
Leave a like to your friends. Subscribe, like, comment.
Yeah, or dislike.
Or dislike.
You know, because...
Don't dislike, actually.
Don't... Well, YouTube counts as engagement, and that's, you know... It's watch time that kind of... What the...
Holy fucking Christ.
Background noise of people laughing.
Yeah, people laughing really loudly. Sorry about
ASMR.
Girls laughing ASMR. Girls laughing from far away ASMR.
But,
Oh, they're laughing.
there's...
Jesus notes. Christ.
Okay.
Girls laughing.
Oh, no. So, technical difficulties afterwards. We're going to move the studio. For
we're
like,
we're gonna pick up the fucking. Hear that fan that we have in the studio? It's a pretty powerful fan, huh?
Wow. Pretty loud, ASMR.
It's getting pretty loud in here, guys. I don't know if I don't know what's going on.
So, when we come back after this advertisement.
CJ, why are you fucking screaming? Holy fuck.
ASMR.
Okay, anyway, so we're gonna cut this episode into a little here, and we'll pick it up back later. Thank you very much.
CJH Podcast here. Bill the Mod here. Trevor here. CJ here. We're all here. We're all together. The big boot is watching out over us, motherfucker. Tearing the streets. Getting the cleats.
Movies, TV shows. Friends.
ASMR.
Smoking ASMR. Goddess smokes a cigarette.
I'm gonna put this in your PP.
We're back at the CJH podcast. So we just watched the Mandalorian trailer. What do we all think?
Looks cool.
Yeah, I think honestly it does. I think it was pretty cool.
The
I wish it wasn't
crazy.
Wish it wasn't on the stream service.
Yeah, I definitely wish it wasn't on the fucking streaming service because I was gonna watch it. I was like.
But my thoughts on that, like the whole stream service, I feel like it wouldn't be as big budget as it looks, had it been on like say a network. They'd probably half-assed it.
They could have done a deal with Netflix where they release it with Netflix.
Yeah. But I feel like... they could have. But on a network, like, it would have been half-assed. Like, half the... You know that soap opera-y look that a lot of TV shows have?
Yeah,
where
I actually
where
do.
You know,
it's sort of a common thing nowadays. It's becoming more and more common.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be a thing that you would try to not do, but yeah. Now it's as if shows are trying to look very soap opery.
Yeah.
It's shitty.
And I'm very glad that that show looks like a movie.
Yeah, it looks very cinematic. It looks like it looks like it could be good.
Yeah.
Either that or the trailer is just very cleverly crafted and it's going to be shit, yeah. But it looks good. Yeah.
So you were talking about how you like the Mandalorian, you know, culture and...
Yeah, I just think it's a very cool part of the lore because I was big into the...
The expanded universe part of it?
Yeah, well, I was just big into the two games, Star Wars... Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2. Not Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMO. Yeah. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah. Everyone says that's probably the best Star Wars game out there.
Yeah, they're fucking great. And, like, the Mandalorian lore, like, comes up a lot in that. And it, I don't know, got me interested into it. It was, like, that game was my first foray into, you know, the non-movie side of Star Wars.
The expanded universe, Legends material, which, you know, is very good. We got Bill here all covered up.
He's all cozy.
I'm all cozy up, guys.
Yeah. It's all ASMR.
I'm all cozy up, guys.
I got my mom bought me a new coat, and it looks real cool. And it keeps me warm.
Warm while they spray the chemtrails.
they go through the clouds. We've been through this.
We've just been through this.
Gone fucking corrupted ideal. I always forget that his YouTube channel is called Corrupted Ideal.
As if, you know.
It went from that. It went like it was Dark Linklet for a while.
Yeah, I know. Really nice. Yeah.
I missed the Dark Linklet days. Oh.
Oh dear.
If you're listening to this, Colton. Go back to the Dark Linklet days.
We all beg.
We're all begging you.
We all miss those days.
Yeah. Reach out to fucking Marcus McNeil, a.k.a. Shadowhunter 202. Do a fucking joint. Get back into it. I need to see more old school content from you guys. I know there's a ton of games out there that Shadowhunter 202 has not played that he is just dying to review. Anyways.
And do that instead of your contrails.
Yeah. Go on, play some fucking Gears of War, dude.
Yeah.
A damn nice Cadillac just rolled up in front of us.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice.
Oh, wow. Very nice. If only this was video and you could see it. Datings. But we'll describe it to you.
This motherfucker had Dayton's. This motherfucker... They actually, like, I think they
it's
are.
Very slick.
Christ.
Yeah.
This guy's for real.
Yeah.
No joke, guys.
Yeah, he's parking perfectly, like...
He is
line.
Not fucking around.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, he parked...
If you could see this would be... It. Blow your mind. Job. Wow.
He took, like, 30 seconds to park.
30
it fucking shows.
Quality. As we review a car parking.
Yeah. It's just, you know, the contrast. Here we are in the moving studio. Beautiful Cadillac rolls up in front of us.
And beautiful California.
Beautiful California peace.
Of
beautiful
Canada.
California also, dime peace, baby.
Get the fuck out of California right now.
If you're in California,
earthquakes,
leave.
Fire.
Leave. If you're listening
volcanoes.
To right now and you're in California, leave. That's a good point. I agree. It's on fire. Not even just for the housing, just for the fact that California
jokes aside,
is a fucking place where, like, insane people live.
That too.
Airheads and shit.
Complete airheads. Like, it is literally just, it is Candyland.
But.
And it will mentally corrupt you. And, you're probably already fucked. But if you're thinking about this at all, if this is sparking some things off in your brain, you're in California, just get out. Get out as fast as you can.
Watch
The Mandalorian, because it looks like it's going to be nice.
For, you know, a serious moment here. You know, shout out to all those
social media, like
firefighters and all that. That
California
are working.
Lifestyle.
California lifestyle.
Shout out to all the thoughts out there.
Pop locking in, looking at the city bends.
We watched countless men look inside of trash cans here.
It's beautiful
California.
Beautiful California
of Canada.
We're looking inside of trash cans.
Yes. For your sake,
California. One love all together now. I don't know.
Gotta pay for heating somehow.
You gotta do something.
It's pretty cold up here in Canada.
How the fuck? God, it's terrible.
Oh, it's horrid.
Yeah. There's this way to make a heater out of, pots and...
Just get the pots together.
Yeah. I don't know. Pretty much do that and get started.
As Bill cozied up, we started talking about heat and all that.
Yeah. I don't know why.
See, if Bill was wearing that coat in California, he'd be sweating a whole bunch right now. He'd be real sweaty. Just to give you a glimpse of the kind of coat that he's wearing. If he were to wear it in California, he would be very warm.
Yes.
I'm not gonna hate. Yeah. Not gonna say hot because I'm not like gay or anything.
Yeah. And shout out to this is the worst shout out to come out after that. But shout out to Star Wars 3, who's also Canadian. I learned that recently.
Oh, is he Canadian?
Yeah, he's a big YouTube. He's probably the biggest Star Wars YouTuber on the platform, actually. So that's a pretty cool. And also, shout out to Ryan Kinnell and Geeks and Gamers for allowing me to get on their stream, whether or not
that internet... Shout out to Blonde Gramey, who made a fucking video after like 7 years reviewing a pedal in the exact same style, exact same ASMR value, same setup, brilliant fucking video. Shout out Blonde Gramey. I fucking love that dude. He's amazing.
Do you have any shout outs, Bill?
Shout out to Gumby?
Shout out to Gumby. Fucking Gumby. You guys remember Grandma's Kisses? If you're listening right now and you remember Grandma's Kisses, look it up right now and watch it.
Fucking Gumby.
Gumby. Shout out Gumby.
Yeah.
All right.
And,
That fucking maggot. I'm pretty sure this dude just, like, dropped off a fucking hooker. What a G. What a baller.
What a cuck.
No, that is actually what happened.
That's guaranteed. No, that's we just witnessed that happen.
Yeah.
Car is much shittier than hers.
Yeah. In our moving studio. Oh.
Just to give you guys a reference, a fucking decrepit-looking woman exited out of the passenger side of a Cadillac and entered the driver's side of a Sunfire and is leaving now.
Wow. So was that a downgrade or a
No, that
upgrade?
Was an old man who got his cock sucked for like $100 or something.
Wow.
He goes first.
He goes first. What a man. That's despicable. This is not a joke. We actually just saw that whole thing happen. That's guaranteed theory.
That was live, uncensored.
Live on CJH. Yeah. Live CJH After Dark.
And if YouTube blocks this video because of that, well, fuck you, YouTube.
Because sex workers are just as valid as anybody else.
Exactly.
Pretty sure this girl can hear me. I should fucking calm down. I look pretty close to her.
But,
So in conclusion, shout out Gumby.
He's got the daredevil look on right now with the... If you guys could see...
If you guys could see me right now and you could see how epic I was, you guys would say, wow, how fucking cool is he? And I'd say, you're right, because I am.
And on that note, we close this season.
Bill! Fuck up! Put this guy on blast! Put this fucking idiot on blast on Twitter! This fucking...
I made an oopsie.
Man, what I hope someone got fired for that. I seriously do. I really fucking do. I hope someone got fired for that one.
Yeah. On that note...
All
right. This is so depressing.
What a horrible episode. You guys will love it all the same.
Yeah. On that note... This is the last of the first episode.
The last of the first of the second. Everybody, come on.
Yeah. And going forward, we're definitely going to be doing a lot more interviews with a lot more YouTubers.
Yeah, we're going to spice this whole thing up.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we're going to...
Don't worry about it. Listen, why don't you just shut the fuck up?
Stop being so critical about the CJH.
Stop being so critical. Not everybody has to be a critic, you know? Sometimes you can just enjoy things.
Exactly.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
It's all right. It's okay.
You don't have to dislike every single video that I upload.
It's all right.
As we move in the studio again.
We're getting in the moving studio with our fucking $3,000 equipment. $40,000 microphones and stereo systems and all that recording.
This is as fast as
Can I have a breakfast sandwich at this hour?
It's called littering. This is as fast as the Last Jedi. Oh wow! Someone just fucking.
There was the
jumped ahead.
It was the woman of the night.
Oh dear.
The lady of the night.
The lady of the night.
I like it on a biscuit.
Lady of the night.
I want to get it on a biscuit. All right, let's fucking
end this with the song.
Let's end this shit and end it with
Look at how fast she's going. She's like, fuck. She's hungry. Breakfast sandwich on biscuit. Sausage.
Is that everything?
Yep.
Oh shit.
So thanks again for watching this episode of the CJH podcast. And if you want to, like, you know, support us and stuff, there's, you can do it. I'm actually not too sure on, how to do it. But, thanks again.
Uh-oh.
And,
thanks.